Okay, we're learning Siman Resh Lamed Beis, Halachos of Mincha, and dealing with a case of a situation is pressure time, Sif Aleph. So we use a different approach than we normally would do with the full Chazaras HaShatz. So Mishaburah taught, we didn't do the Mishaburahs on it yet. With enough time to do Shemoneh Esrei and then Chazar Shashatz, still within the allotted time for Mincha, whatever that is, we'll see what there is later on. If there is, it's preferred always to do a full Chazar Shashatz, and we mentioned the Rizal said you should do that, etc. Fine. So the Shulchan Aruch suggests they should daven first a silent Shemoneh Esrei, and then the Chazan, instead of doing the full Chazar Shashatz, says the first three brachas and he stops. Okay. If there's not enough time to finish everything by day. We'll discuss time issues in the next siman. Okay. The Ramah says that some say no, that the Shat should daven with the Ketzibur together b'kol rom. So he will say out loud, and the Mishabura's version of what's going to happen, the Mishabura's understanding of the Ramah's version of what's going to happen is everybody will start with the Chazan, say quietly with him the first bracha, the second bracha, Kedusha, through a Kelah Kaddish, and then everybody will continue quietly by themselves. So we don't do that. We have the Chazan first say out loud the first three brachas. Nobody says with him, and then after he's finished the first three brachas, then we start our own Shemoneh Esrei. And the answer is we're talking about a case where the show was the chukah, and even that extra little bit of extra time would have made a difference. So in order to finish all of Tefillas Mincha in the proper time, the only solution is that the people should start davening with the shots together. Okay. Now, what happens now? What happens at this point? So, the Chazan, who started out loud, according to this version, will continue out loud all the Shemoneh Esrei, right? But the Tzibur will not necessarily daven with him at that point in time. They need to say Kedusha with him, so they start the beginning with him and they daven Kedusha. After the point, they can go off on their own and daven. There is a preferred issue with them, but they need to finish to be able to answer to the main of a Shema Tefila and Moedim and say Moedim. V'toyb shi yakuponim echad shi an omen abirchus hashatz. But if one person could wait and answer Amen, he should do so. He says what we said before, that so the adults won't answer Amen, the children will answer Amen, some will answer Amen because there's not really time available, so that individual has to join in the davening also. Therefore, we will rely on that if we need to. Okay. Sit base. So Chazal asked certain things before Mincha due to the concern that the person will get involved in them and end up forgetting to not Mincha. Now, there are two issues which we need to define over here. Are we referring to the earlier time for Mincha or the later time for Mincha? Issue number one. Are we talking about these items? We're talking about doing these items in a very complicated, complex, large way. Or even if we do that in a more minimal way. So we're talking about a meal, we're talking about a chasna, we're talking about a shevrochas, we're talking about a regular supper. We're talking about mechitana, mechitana. What are we talking about? So all that has to be figured out. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mr. Cotton Hay, he writes an introduction to the Sif. Okay. There are many details in the Sif. I need to explain a little bit. He calls out Sif. All of these different things mentioned over here that we cannot do before Mincha, eating, taking a haircut, going to the Merchatz, etc. Who Mishnah Perakam of the Shabbos? Also Sabbath Mincha. So that's the Mishnah in the first Perakam of the Shabbos. The Mishnah Daf Tes. It says that these things are also do before Mincha. Tesam base. The Mishnah doesn't say which Mincha we're referring to. It means Mincha Gedolah, which is 6.5 hours halachic hour, 6.5 halachic hours in the day. Okay. We say you shouldn't do it Samach LeMincha, so Samach LeMincha will mean half an hour before that. That'll take about a chazetzuyim, which will basically be by chazetz. Omecha ketano, the mitzvah shows the maximum level. Some of the zahana mitzvahs show a series. Omecha ketano, maybe it means omecha ketano, which is after 9.5 hours in the day, 2.5 hours before the end of the day. 9.5 to 10, and then 10 to 11, 11 to 12. So 2.5 hours before, and then again, sambuch is then 1/2 hour beforehand. So sambuch will mean at the beginning of the 10th hour, which means after 9 hours have passed, now you're starting the 10th hour. So that's 3 hours before the end of the day. Some of the hundred tchilas show series. Gamal biyar mishnah mas madasar then yinachila. When we say yichila zaser, eat after the suda gedayla, referring to a large meal. That is sudas the suan mechigav. The large meal here means a significant meal, i.e., a chasna meal. Also shemir yavres mincha. I understand that a person gets so involved in such a fancy, extensive, large meal, he's going to get so involved, he's going to forget about mincha. Is that what we're worried about? I feel the suda ketana because sudas call all the usur. Maybe means any meal, even not such a large meal. Your average supper, individual supper. Because you're afraid you'll get involved in your meal and you forget. The other cases of the Mishnah we have, the Moray has the same issue. I.e., that is also the Kadosh Americans. It's the Mishnah you can't go into Americans. Sabbath Lemin. Idafka Lakula Mosad Americans. Then Lachus Rosha Lishtate Pechamin and Bitsoyan Lahazia. Does he mean he's paying, he's going to America, he's getting the full works. So they do a shampoo and they wash his body with hot water, and they wash his body with cold water, and then he goes to the sauna. But he's just going in for one part of the process, just for his day. Because even that's the possibility of a problem. It's so hot in there sometimes, stuffy, that a person faints. Next thing you know, until he finishes, revived, etc., he lost mincha. Mechelin yin bursiki. Mishnah says that a person cannot go into a bursiki. Bursiki means that the tannery. So a person who's a tanner goes into the tannery and starts doing his work. Well, you know, once you start the work, so what are we talking about? Idafka the bursiki gudarli means planning to do a whole process of tanning. So start, get involved, and forget about how many mincha. I feel a little yunabi alma. He has no intent to do any work. He just wants to check everything over, make sure everything is running smoothly. Well, because he's afraid that could, he'll notice a problem and he'll start addressing the problem. And everything else which is presented, we always have, there's two options that we're talking about. We're talking about a very, very complicated, involved way, or even a more simplistic way. What's us? The Mishnah does not explain. Shama Gemara. Shnei Terutzim Gemara has two approaches to this. So I Ari Mishnah Mincha Gedola. So Mishnah Mincha Gedola. Teretz Kama. The Kama is a Mishnah Shasta Samach Mincha Gedola. Eridafka Besuda Gedola. The first opinion says Samach Mincha Gedola. What's also is only a large meal, which we can indicate from that Hasidu Ketana Mutal Haskel Ad Zman Samach Mincha Ketana. So according to the opinion that the Mishnah is talking about a Sura Gedola and Mincha Gedola, it doesn't discuss Sura Ketana. So Sura Ketana either could be totally not problematic at all. You could start it even Sabach Mincha Ketana. Or no, that much not. Sura Ketana you cannot do. What's a Sabach Mincha Ketana? That's the first opinion. Teretz Basra, the second opinion, so it, again, the time is mincha gedola, but what's also is even a suda ketana, according to this opinion. Regular meal that a person has every day. So a person cannot start that before mincha. So the two opinions in the Gemara. And, mechel poskim bezet. Is mechel is how we paskim. So the Rif and the Rambam both paskin that even some of the Mincha Gedola a Sura Ketana is a problem. Rambam starts off with saying we pass in the Terutz Kama, which means that a Sura Ketana is only problematic by the time for Mincha Ketana, which is later, but by Mincha Gedola, which is the earlier time, a Sura Ketana is mutter. Okay, so that's the introduction. Mishabur wrote really his introduction to his peers, not to the actual sif, but let's see the sif. Base. A person cannot sit down to get a haircut until he davens. Once it's shortly before the time for Mincha, shortly means a half an hour. Once it's shortly before the time for Mincha, a person cannot sit down to get a haircut unless he has davened already. So he can't daven yet, so he'll have to wait because he can't daven. During the time period of half an hour before Mincha Gedola, you can't daven. So he can't start a haircut. Okay. Well, you cut out some merakots. He cannot go into the merakots. The person keep makam shemavdim, but ha'aris can't go into the tannery. Well, the din, the dyanim can't start a judgment on the case. The person cannot start eating. Filo shiru ketana, and this applies to even a small meal. Some of the mincha gedola, close to the time of mincha gedola. According to the mechaber paskin, like that sheet of the Rambam and the Rif paskin, that even a shiru ketana is also some of the mincha gedola. If he started one of these things, even though what he did was improper to start, but once he started, he doesn't have to interrupt. However, it's all talking about that. Yes, we're afraid he might get involved, etc. But leaving that out, there is a certain amount of time it's going to take to finish this process. Well, if how long will that be? If that's going to be short enough, then when that you finish that, based on the regular expectations, there'll still be time to daven mincha. So even though you started b'isra, you're allowed to continue. You don't have to stop. If, however, a person would estimate, if by the time he finishes what he's doing, there will not be time for that mincha, then he must interrupt now.
Well, the language funny. It says, Enos Matsik. It doesn't say Enos Rikwatsi. It's Enos Matsik. So it's a mitzvah not to be Matsik.
Okay.
If he's planning on going to like a mincha at 8:15, and...
Okay, we will see. If, however, based on his estimation of what he's doing right now, there will not be enough time after he finishes whatever he's doing to daven mincha afterwards. So he must stop immediately. He cannot wait till, well, wait an hour, I'll stop in an hour, it's 6 o'clock, you know. Yeah, the thing's going to take till 9. So I have to interrupt at some point, I'm in a minute. I'll do it later. There's no heter doing it later. You have to stop now. Now, so he said, if you started, you don't have to stop. What's called starting? What's called starting a haircut? When he puts on the cloak which the barber puts on an individual who's getting shorn, so he puts on that cloth, so that's considered that the process has started, even though he hasn't actually started cutting yet. What's called they started the process of getting going to the bathhouse. He started getting undressed. He's not fully undressed yet even. As soon as he's taken off his first garment, that's called he started. That's called Bursakish, Mishayikshur Begad, being safe of Kedarach of Bursakim. They wore thick leather aprons to protect their clothing. So when he puts on the apron, he hasn't walked into the Bursak yet. But he put on the apron, that's called Istar. That's called as Din. What's called it? The Yonim started the Din. Im Hoyo Sukhimboy, if it's on a case where they were. This is not the beginning of the conversation. They were sitting judging cases. So they're not sitting down now to start to judge the case. They've been sitting the whole day hearing cases, but this is a new case. So at what point do they consider that they started the new case? Mishiyaskila Balidinim Litan, when the Balidinim start presenting their opinion, their claims. But if they were not dealing with any cases yet, they came in, it was an afternoon session of Bezin. They had not been dealing with any prior cases. They walk in, so that then is considered the din started when the dayanim would wrap themselves in a talus. The dayanim used to sit wearing talasim. So when they put in the talus, it's called haskalas din. Now, we do not necessarily do this act of being misatev, but by us sitting, when we walk in, the bezin is seated, ready to hear the arguments of the individuals. That's called haskalah. Haskalah sechila. What's called starting to eat? Mishayitul yada when you wash your hands. So all of these things, according to Mechaber, even though it's just a plain meal, it's not a fancy meal, and it's some unuch gadol. So let's say in the summer right now, we'll calculate minchah gedolah. It's about 145, 150, and till shkia is many hours, 7 hours till shkia almost. So I said, you know, just having a small meal. What's the problem? No, you can't start. According to the mechaber, if you did, you don't have to stop. Comes around the mall, and most of yeshar no, yesh kolkim nesir luhu. The Basuduk Tana Mutter. That which we answered, Samach Lemishka Gedola, is not referring to a small meal, it's talking to only a large meal. A small meal is Mutter to start during the period of time of immediately prior to Mincha Gedola and onwards, until Mincha Ketana, or Samach Lemishka Ketana. And also, Rak Basudas Nesuin Amila, they make a large festive meal for a chasna. Or for a mila, that's would be problematic. Okay, now v'yesh armim they feel the sula gedolah some of the mincha gedolah shori. They take it a step further. It says that so far we everybody agrees that something is also a mincha gedolah, which is the earlier time. The question is, even a sula katana or only a sula gedolah? The third sheet of it says even a sula gedolah is mutter. The whole Mishnah is only talking about Mincha Ketan. So Mincha Gedolah, even a Suda Gedolah, I go to afternoon Chasna, summertime, afternoon Chasna, wintertime, afternoon Chasna, Sunday afternoon, right? They call the chuppah for 12:30. By 1 o'clock, they finish the chuppah, and you want to sit down and eat your meal. It's Samuch. It's not the time to daven yet, but it's Samuch. The Mincha Gedolah, I'm having a Chasna meal. So according to this opinion, that would be mutter. So it's not a fill some of the Mincha Ketana, shori. Some say, one second. we have, so far we have, opinion number one is large meal, early mincha, asur. Second opinion says, even, and small meal, mincha katana, asur. Second opinion says, small meal, even by mincha katana, is asur. Okay, that was the second opinion. Third opinion says, large meal, later mincha, is mutter. Fourth opinion says, small meal, later mincha, is mutter. Okay. Menoga l'hoka k'shtei asfaris. We accept both of these coolers. So we say that according to one, and really this is a stira, because it's mishtoma mechagdala or mechagdana. We're talking about Mechel Gdorla, so we say it's talking about Mechel Gdorla, and it's saying there's something else about Mechel Gdorla. Okay, Surah Gdorla is also Mechel Gdorla. By Mechel Tana, so Surah Gdorla is also by Mechel Gdorla, and they never discussed Surah Gdorla, period. Never discussed it. So that's why Surah Gdorla is mutter, even Mechel Gdorla, according to this opinion. So the Pagan opinion says no. That, or the other opinion says that Surah Gdala by Mincha Gdala is mutter. Why? Because the Mishnah talking about Mincha Katana, not discussing Mincha Gdala at all. It's only discussing the later Mincha, and there it doesn't make a difference what it is. So saying, no, we're going to be matter a Surah Katana by Mincha Katana. We're matter a Surah Gdala by Mincha Gdala. We'll take both kulas. Now, how does Surah Gdala, Sambal, Mincha Gdala, Surah Gdala, Sambal, Mincha Katana, is mutter. Now, what's the pshat? Be'ef shuratam, that the remote, the chur, in the Sukkot's Gemara, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so how do we understand this minute? Because there's a new factor. Mishum da'ash of kur, the basic necessities, the chashin and dilma, yiv shavol yis pa'la. And this became, the minute became a timatrit, because circumstances have changed. And nowadays we're relying on the fact that there's always somebody, there's always a shamash going around announcing time for minhag. So there's going to be a reminder, a shomer. So that is makes it mutter. Because you're afraid that I'm going to start my thing and forget, you know, but there's going to be a guy coming pounding on the door and saying, mincha, mincha, mincha. So I'm not worried about the guy forgetting.
So the Ramah is talking about all of Europe at this point?
I would imagine he's talking about Poland.
But he's writing halakha for all Ashkenazim.
There wasn't too much more besides Poland when he wrote it. There are no Ashkenazim in France anymore. They've been expelled. Most of Germany, the Jews have been expelled from many. It was little city states. A lot of them have been expelled, and most of the Jews were in the Arborotzes, which was Poland and Lithuania. Okay, so he says that's the minhag. He says, and maybe that's the explanation. However, for a small meal, I'm comfortable allowing you to rely on this minhag, relying on the fact that the nature is that we have the shamash call. However, by a surah gedolah, the fact that the shamash would go around announcing mincha, calling people to mincha. That makes sense for a Surah Ketana, some of the Mincha Ketana. By Surah Gedola, which over there we can throw in that people would drink. It was a large meal, so but there was wine there. So it doesn't help me create shamash, because I'm afraid that the fellow will be either become shikr, and therefore he can't not adopt it. Or he will become shikr, and therefore he will not necessarily, respond appropriately to the kriya shamash. So we don't rely on that. So by surah gedola, it would make sense that a person should daven like a chasna, a person, an ethno chasna, a person should make sure he davens mincha before he washes for the meal. Now, even if you started before chatzos, before the chasna meal, yeah. Now, even if a person started before, he started before chatzos, he started mamash beheter. Kishamagiyaz mincha ketana b'sho iver sarach lokum lispal. She said, you know, I'll daven later. Yeah, but well, I guess one point in the meal, it's getting late, the person should get up and daven. By Siddur Gadol, because again, we're always afraid that you know, the longer you wait, we don't know, you're creating more potential circumstances which are problematic. Okay. Fine. Now let's just do Siv Gimel already. Then we'll see Mishnah Berurah. That's the fine our meal. So a person's kavei l'suda. A person sits down to have a meal with bread, etc. So that's going to be problematic. I will lead to him.
No.
Mincha k'tana. Well, we had two opinions. We had four opinions, really. Whenever you hold the suda k'tana zoser, let's define Suda Ketana. She says, we're not saying it's usher to take it to Ima. But the Hanukkah is Paris, you want to have a few, even if you're having more than one fruit, but that's not really a meal. And similarly, Kriya Suda is considered a person eats more than a Kebeya. A person would eat up to it, including just a Beya. The volume of a kebaya, but not more. That's not considered a kebaya, even though it's bread. So a person would be allowed to eat that under these circumstances. The person takes a quick bite. That's not. They're not afraid that that's going to get him pulled in and forget the daven. So it's all the master team. Okay, we have hamon mishabura.
What?
We have a lot of mishabura. So we saw. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hay is an introduction to the Sif. So let's see Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav. Person wants to sit down, he stop here to get a haircut. Samach l'mincha, he should not do so. Hi, samach l'mincha, hanu samach l'mincha gadol. So right now we're understanding it means we're understanding that means. Like he finishes off at the end of the thought, but kulukoi. In all the cases, referring to all the cases, the case of Histaper, Merka, Tzpursiki, Din, and Achila, right? Histaper, Merka, Tzpursiki, Din, and Achila. There are five cases. So all refer to all five cases. There's a long time till the end. So it's a suda ketana, and it's a long time till from mincha gedola until end of the day. So what are we worried about? Now going back to the case of the haircut, we're afraid that the scissors will break. The person will be walking around already partially short. So he looks quite strange. His right side of his head has been clipped and his left side has not been clipped. So he says, I'm going to find the scissors. So he's busy looking for the scissors. And meanwhile, he forgets about mincha. That's what we're afraid of. Because the scissors broke. I'm sorry. So that's the concern. If the person would address that by having multiple pairs of scissors available, so then maybe she mutter. Okay. Now, k'shagi is man a mincha nochon shlo yifach yela becheker the shem yitana pegadol ve'ibayit sheyachad zarchemayim yaber mincha yisachar lo b'le bezeknesses. Mishnah Berurah says over here this is not a Gemara. It just brings from Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says that you know with Chazal we're asking all these things. I mean, we created all these potential concerns. So you might as well look at the following potential concern. Person picks up a child to hold the child right at mincha time, and the child decides to relieve himself, and it leaks, and now the person's clothing is all dirty. So he has to go get new clothing. So by the time he's finished with the whole process, it's very possible he will end up not having eat not having mincha at all, or at least missing coming to the basic nesses late. Now, this tekana was not because of missing tefillah b'tzibur. This was kind of missing tefillah tov, which is more problematic than tefillah b'tzibur. Right? This is the problem over here. We're afraid they're getting involved and end up not doing mincha at all. The Tera Chassidim is making up his own new chashash based on practical sound advice. So sell the goyis, we're giving you for make sure you don't till the tzibur as well. So you're not doing the samach l'min. So what's called samach l'min? Samach l'min means a half an hour beforehand. Now the who tchilas shosh shviyas shumachatzi umalo. So we say mechuk gedolo is if you divide a day into 12 hours, it's six and a half, it's after 6.5 hours have passed from the morning, you're partially into the seventh day. A half an hour before that is the beginning of this. Excuse me, the seventh hour. So half an hour before is the beginning of the seventh hour. 6 hours have passed. You're starting the seventh hour. So you went from the beginning of the day till the midpoint. So you've completed six total hours. You have six total hours left. You're at the midpoint. And that is a half an hour before this Zman HaMincha Gedolah. So that's called Samuch. So from Chatzos and onwards, beginning of the seventh hour, Shuk Mechatzi Yom HaMala, and Chilik Ben Yom Aruch HaKotzer, Lo'elam Chashin on the day of Zuzab HaMincha Aruch HaKotzi Yom. So this opinion holds that the Mishnah Berurah says that you calculate Samach L'mincha means Chatzi Yom, which means that sometime it's going to be 45 minutes, or you know, if the day is so long that a day passes for not 45 minutes, as I mean, a day passes as an hour could be like an hour plus 20 minutes longer, 80 minutes, so this will be 40 minutes, is half of it. In the winter, it's from Chatzos, even though there's not even half an hour from the time of Chatzos until Mincha, the time Mincha is going to start, is only 25 minutes or 20 minutes. But this opinion holds, it's always totally in the Chatzos. Now that's not everybody agrees to that. They say that it's calculated based on a half an hour. Half an hour before the time, a person has a responsibility to take into consideration what's going on, what's about to happen in the near future, and prepare for it properly. So that would be logical to say that that's not a shah's money, it's totally in a half an hour of time. So there are such opinions. Fine.
So,
fine.
So if we don't eat a small meal before Mincha Katana, and according to this opinion, it's really half an hour in the winter time.
Right. So the winter, half an hour would be a full half an hour, not just half a shah's money is. Okay. So you want to go to the Merchitz, you can't go in the Merchitz, even if you're in the Ziyabam, but just to persona. And obviously, if you're planning to get the full works, which is multiple steps over there, so we're afraid that one person will get involved in that in the missing. The person can fill the Unibam, Shemi Yerush, he's Kalkalaris, he's Star, me of Torah, but Sarabali is Palam. Even just going in the check, you're not planning to do anything. So, first of all, we're worried about him noticing a problem and then just being emotionally affected by that because distraught, not davi mincha. Now, Bishop Burr, we gave these examples over here. Are these? Is this an exhaustive list, or this is the definitive list, or this just a suggestive list? That there are other examples which are similar to this. Bishop Burr says, "Mash nehudin chomalocha cheshman kiyotzibay." Actually, he moshech or ligrim tirda. Anything which has a similar type of nature, that it type of thing which can take get involved and take hours to deal with, or it can generate this type of distraction, you shouldn't start it. It's lavdak in these cases. So they would go to the Yerid. Yerid was a fair. And but the yin would do there is they bring the merchandise, they would sell it, take the money, and go buy other merchandise, resell it, and keep turning a profit time and time and time again. So we can imagine that a person can get very drawn into that and forget about mincha. So if you start in the morning, you're allowed to continue. If a person didn't start in the morning, he's about to start in the afternoon, he just arrived. You know, the Yerid already started, and he arrived, and he finally arrived in the afternoon. You have to have mincha before you start. Lola din, the person cannot start a case of din. They already heard the presentation of the two litigants. Came out to the royal eshev b'shvil gemara. Now you want to sit down together and give the final decision. Usher. So you're sitting down now. So that's Usher. Shema Yir Tami Yisru Hadin Moshe Chavinyan. You say, well, all we're just doing is getting just we're getting together as a bezin. We're ready to decide it. We're now telling the Bali Din the final decision. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. As they're saying, I saw something. They start discussing it. Next thing you know, they're going to miss. We're afraid that they'll hold the mismatch. Okay.
Are these cases going to make a kedola?
This is all according to the first opinion. The Chorin the Machaber, even Mincha Gedola, these are problematic. The person started in the morning, he's allowed to continue. The person started to start in the afternoon, even after the Mincha Gedola, which is the first time for Mincha. None of these things should be started. The person should not Mincha first, which means the Ikrit didn't mean the person would not Mincha be a Chidus rather than Mincha Tfil the Tzibur to be able to do this work. He has to do this work, so he has to not Mincha first. And he's also to do that. So he has joys. So he can either daven mincha and then do the work or not do the work. But it's all daven mincha later on, right? As far as we know, that's not a heter. We shall see if there's a heter of a minyan kavua type of concept. But right now, based on what we're saying right now, it's clear that he cannot work. If he has to work, so he has daven mincha, I won't be a tulum zebra. So he won't be a tulum zebra. Okay. They can't disopinion even Mincha Gedola. Okay. And this is the Afilu Surah Ketana. And the Surah is called on them. Surah Ketana means a regular meal. Surah Gedola, he shasn't surah the meal. Surah Gedola means the extraordinary meals that they have. Because even a small meal, you get involved in it. Then Israel Chilo Alocha Kadam Arda Yisbar B'Sim and Rishlam Aneisa Face. You know Hatzchol Luma Kadam Tefilas Aminchas. Say now to learn. I love the seven Peites. Sifov Blin Yilimad Kadam Tefilas Shacharis. Talk about learning before Shacharis. That one time Shacharis comes, you shouldn't learn unless you'll be doing it in such a way that people will remind you. What then? Hacha Shegiyas Man Mecha Ketana. That's all that here is time for Mincha. Thank you.